This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when there is a great, bold, daring new initiative being planned by the White House. A speech tonight by the President of the United States in which he apparently is going to revisit themes that he delivered with no particular benefit to his side or to his Democratic candidates that he has been going around the country trying to help. By the way, one of the things that's striking is how many articles there have been about how many Democratic candidates don't want Biden to come anywhere near them because he's radioactive and because the people of the country overwhelmingly disapprove of his leadership. And if it comes to, he's completely correct in assuming that if it comes to a referendum on his leadership, he loses. And that's why he has been saying and using the line traveling the country that this is not a referendum, it's a choice. In other words, this is not a vote yes or no on Joe Biden. It's a vote on Joe Biden or, well, who exactly? Kevin McCarthy? Mitch McConnell? Or they're trying, of course, to get Trump involved. And by the way, Trump has been, give credit where it's due, he's been clever and effective on this, basically trying to deal with some of his many, many legal challenges that he's experiencing, including giving a deposition about E. Jean Carroll, who made what seemed to me outlandish claims, but still outrageous claims and serious claims about being raped by President Trump at a Bloomingdale's department store dressing room. Okay. While he's busy with that, he's staying further away from the campaign trail, which is, I think, basically a benefit. The Democrats' brace for disaster is the headline in the Daily Mail. And the Daily Mail goes on to say, with 6 days until the midterms, poll projection shows Republicans taking 4 seats in the Senate and gaining 31 seats in the House. This was not the poll projection from the 538. 538 shows a whole series of extremely close, very, very close Senate races, but it comes out with suggesting the Republicans gain not 4 seats, but 1 seat. And with the Republicans winning in both Georgia and Nevada. Now, that would give them 1 seat even if they lose the seat in Pennsylvania. And Pennsylvania is very crucial here, but it would give Republicans control of the Senate and the House. The November 8th midterm elections are less than a week away. As of Wednesday, an updated analysis of projected congressional outcomes shows Republicans are likely to pick up 4 Senate seats held by Democrats. Those seats, this according to the Daily Mail, and that's over in Britain, would be winning in Arizona, which is that race between Blake Masters, who was the Trump-endorsed and sponsored candidate, and the incumbent senator, Mark Kelly, who is the husband of Gabby Giffords, a former U.S. naval officer and astronaut. And Nevada, which is a fascinating race. And finally, there's some attention to Adam Laxalt, who is fascinating. Adam Laxalt is the son of a senator from New Mexico and the grandson of another senator from Nevada. His grandfather was Paul Laxalt. So who was his father? His father was Dennis DeConcini, who was a Republican senator from New Mexico. Now, why does he not make more about his background? Well, because it's kind of racy. He was born out of wedlock. His mother was the daughter of Senator Laxalt. That's his grandfather. And she conceived him with his father, who was married to somebody else, who was Senator DeConcini. But that shouldn't absorb people, because he's running a dynamic campaign. And if the Republicans do take control of the Senate, it will be largely because of the work of Adam Laxalt and Joe Lombardo. Joe Lombardo is the sheriff of Clark County. He's one of the most prominent law enforcement officers in the state of Nevada. And he is running ahead for governor and would probably have a very fine impact on bringing Laxalt with him into office as the new senator. And see, if they prevail, Republicans in Nevada, and if, as projected by the 538, Herschel Walker actually ends up winning in Georgia, that's all they need. That's even assuming they lose Pennsylvania. This also, the projection from the Daily Mail, also shows them winning in New Hampshire against Maggie Hassan. That is a race that is very, very close against General Donald Baldock. And in Georgia, which is, of course, the Herschel Walker. And that race will almost surely be decided not on November 8th coming up, but on December 6th, because there are enough third and fourth and fifth party candidates to prevent either one of the two major party candidates who have a chance of winning, that will prevent either one of them from getting the 50%. It also says in the Daily Mail, the GOP is also projected to keep hold of Pennsylvania, where Democrats hoped progressive John Fetterman would beat Trump-backed Mehmet Oz. Meanwhile, a new CNN poll shows more voters are inclined to vote Republican than Democratic, despite an earlier version of that poll showing the left with a lead. It is a very dramatic switch. What's interesting about this, Ed Morrissey does a analysis of all of the major polls, which show this dramatic shift to the Republican side just in the last week, and with swings of in terms of measuring enthusiasm, in terms of measuring the likely national totals of the vote, it shows Republicans gaining ground dramatically, especially from what was perceived as a Democratic surge over the summer, largely on the issue of abortion. Now, why would that be taking place? That would be taking place, it seems to me, because people are seeing in most places that abortion is not an issue where states are going to change policies from what they already have. And certainly in some of the pro-choice states that are very hotly contested, like the state of Washington right now, no one expects that there will be a change because it has been handed back to the states. So I think as people have put the abortion issue in perspective and recognize that, oh my goodness, our access to abortion is not going to be suddenly denied unless we vote the Republicans out of Congress, and we vote for continued Democratic rule, I think that has evaporated, and the economic tension where the denialism by the Democrats has been extremely damaging to their side. Gerard Butler in the Wall Street Journal has a terrific piece about election denialism. That is the accusation by the Democrats against Republicans, that they denied the fact to many that Donald Trump actually won the election in 2020. But he says that's nothing compared to the economic denialism when you have people on the Democratic side who deny the hardship in the economy and simply say, we're doing fine. Look at all the positive numbers. Or the crime denialism. And the crime like Kathy Hochul, the governor of of New York said in a debate, well, why should I be so concerned about criminals out on the street? It's unbelievable she said that. That is, it seems to me, an important point about comparing the two parties. How long should kids have to stay in a dangerous or failing school? In Washington, thousands of kids are assigned to chronically failing schools because they live in the wrong zip code. Michael Medved here for Washington Policy Center. If your child is stuck in a school that isn't helping them fulfill their full potential, shouldn't you have the right to find the educational environment that can? The purpose of public education is to educate children, not to maintain a specific delivery system. Go to fundstudentsfirst.com. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, Medhead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
He knows who he is and he knows what he believes.
Michael Medved.
And on the Michael Medved show, we're all, I'm sure, looking forward to probably the last significant speech of the campaign. It's only, I mean, it's 6 days before the election. And that means it's right upon us. and for the president to be going back to the issue of a threat to democracy, and a threat to democracy if the Republicans, as expected or as projected at least by the Daily Mail, for instance, they gain 31 seats in the House, which sounds about right. That sounds like, though the basically what they are saying on, I believe it's RCP, is they're saying that between 20 and 25 seats for the Republicans in the House to gain. Four seats gained in the Senate, according to the Daily Mail analysis, such as it is. We shall see. But to actually believe that under Mitch McConnell, returning as majority leader of the Senate, and Kevin McCarthy returning as or coming in as Speaker of the House, to actually believe that there will be a threat to the existence of our democracy. I'm not saying that some of the election denialism, that leads to things like people in some kind of camouflage and carrying weapons are monitoring people and potentially interfering with them as they're dropping off their ballots at drop boxes. The initial legal rulings appear to be against that kind of behavior. We have only a few days more, and it seems as if the kind of behavior from the extremes that would be necessary on a fairly massive scale to actually impact the election so close to it could only have a negative impact on Republican chances, which I don't want to see. I also happen to believe that some of the claims by Democrats can only have a negative impact. For instance, Hillary Clinton. She has been unleashed, not only talking about the crime against her friend Nancy Pelosi's husband, and the details and the new details of the police report indicate just how deeply deranged and, yes, dangerous their assailant was. But the important thing here is, and this is why using that kind of crime as an indicator of a danger to democracy. It would be a danger of democracy if there were a dozen people like this who had gotten together. And you could say, well, what about that thing in Michigan where they were planning to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer? Look, the FBI and other sources busted up that ring long before they did any harm at all. And in fact, their defense, which has worked for some of the alleged perpetrators and not for others, the defense that's been put forward is it was just a lot of big talk. And the basic change here has to do with, according to a new Wall Street Journal poll, brand new, the shift in preference for the GOP comes as views of the economy have turned more dour than at any point in the past year. Only 19% say the economy is headed in the right direction, down 11 percentage points since August. 71% say the economy is on the wrong track. Voters lack confidence in President Biden's economic leadership, with only 27% saying his policies have had a positive impact on the economy. And 54%, exactly double the number, disapprove of Mr. Biden's overall job performance. Majority of voters, 55%, disapprove of Biden's job performance, compared with 43% who approve. And is Hillary Clinton going to be able to counteract that? Here is what she says on the Metascare, the Social Security front, where she hasn't gotten the memo that we're shifting back to the assault on democracy, apparently, as of tonight. This is the former Secretary of State on MSNBC.
Well, I think with all of the noise that we've got in this election season, I don't think people are able to really grasp that. But more importantly, I'm not sure they really understand the threats to their way of life. They may think that whoever's chairing a committee is, you know, kind of abstract. But the Republicans in the House and others, like the chair of the Republican Senate Campaign Committee, are on record saying that they are going to put Social Security and Medicare up for a vote. Now, I don't understand why every American, not just people eligible for those two programs that they have paid into, that they have worked hard for, that they have earned, are not up in arms.
Okay, I'll tell you what makes me up in arms. She knows that Senator Rick Scott, who is the author of that idea that every bill that is passed should have a sunset provision, that it should need reauthorization after 5 years, he has said repeatedly, and he has said in the last few days, in response to all of this distortion, that he never meant Social Security and long-standing programs like that on which people depend to be put up for a vote every 5 years. And even if that was basically what Rick Scott initially had meant, is that it should be up for a vote every 5 years, think about the composition of Congress. I mean, even if the Republicans take over decisively, where do you find anything like a majority of both houses of Congress that would want significant cuts of any kind, or let alone destruction of Social Security? And when she says a threat to their way of life, attempting to scare people to the polls, does not seem to me to be working out as a particularly great strategy. Certainly not at a time when people are angry enough about the way things are going right now. In other words, the question is that right now you have Republicans being able to say, look, we're in trouble. Things aren't working. And the Democrats are countering with saying, yes, if the other side comes in and they come in with some different ideas, it will be even worse. And given the fact that they are mischaracterizing Republican conditions to make you believe that it's even worse, that may not be an ingenious strategy. Bill Clinton is also out campaigning. This is new for him. We will get to that and the way that he characterizes the Republican motives in this campaign. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
A corrupt human tornado.
Michael MedVed.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is raising interest rates once again in a bid to fight inflation. The increase is 0.75 percentage point. The Fed has steadily hiked rates this year as inflation reached a record high earlier this year. North Korea fired more than 20 missiles on Wednesday, one of which landed near South Korea. Speaking to reporters on Wednesday, White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the missiles did not pose a threat to U.S. personnel or territory.
We, of course, condemn these missile launches.
and the DPRK's reckless decision to fire a missile below the de facto maritime boundary with the Republic of Korea.
The Philadelphia Phillies will host the Houston Astros tonight in Game 4 of the World Series. First pitch set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
One person who is a proven change maker,
Michael Medved.
Well, Bill Clinton, I guess, was a proven to be a perjurer, but which is why he lost his law license. But Bill Clinton is out campaigning, and why not? He is a very effective campaigner. Anyone who has actually been in person to a Clinton rally, you can imagine the skill with which he persuades people. He has very notable blue eyes, and he looks directly at you, and
that's
you really think he's
to
listening to you. So he's out campaigning in New York for a House candidate named Josh Riley, Democrat. And listen to the way that he characterizes his opposition, which is very different from the way that Bill Clinton, when he was, quote, a new Democrat, when he was supposed to be a more moderate Democratic voice, the way he presented himself to the public then. Here is Bill Clinton as of 2022, clip 11.
The Republicans are pretty simple, actually. They're and pretty straightforward. They say, I want you to be very miserable, and I want you to be very angry, and I want you to vote for us, and we'll make it worse, but we'll blame them. I mean, you couldn't make this up. That's just funny.
You couldn't make it up? He just did. Where do Republicans say, I want you to be miserable, very miserable, and I want you to be angry? And look, I do think he's right that even attempts at humor are better than attempts at indignation and anger. I'll tell you, and again, if you compare that, here's another Democrat, and he's running a campaign that's much closer than I think a lot of people expected. It's for a Republican seat, and it's one of those seats Republicans have to win. J.D. Vance has not been the greatest candidate, in my opinion, but Tim Ryan had a great moment at a Fox News town hall in Ohio, and he was actually talking in a much more constructive and helpful for him way about the Paul Pelosi attack than some other prominent Republicans, like Kerry Lake in Arizona has done, who's likely to be the next governor of Arizona. But in any event, this is Tim Ryan, the Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate in Ohio. Clip two.
What happened to Paul Pelosi, I think, is an absolute tragedy. Okay? I don't care what your politics are. I really don't. I don't care how you feel about Nancy Pelosi and her politics or anything. She is the third-ranking constitutional officer in the United States of America. President, Vice President, Speaker of the House. Her husband is 82 years old and got beat over the head with a hammer. And that is wrong across the board. But now we have people saying, well, it's wrong, but maybe if you're a Democrat. We had right-wing talk radio show hosts saying that they should go bail this guy out. What Donald Trump Jr. posted, he posted a pair of a underwear that a grandpa would wear with a hammer on it and said, this is my Halloween uniform, I'm going as Paul Pelosi. That is an atrocious thing to do. I don't care. I'm sorry. But
okay, the whole thing about the underwear is because, and again, Elon Musk was part of forwarding this. And basically the claim that there was some kind of sexual connection between the assailant and Paul Pelosi, which is completely ridiculous. And it's based on absolutely nothing. And based on the fact that during the time that he was held by the assailant before the cops got there, Pelosi had found out his name, but he had never met him before. He found out his name was David. And the idea that Paul Pelosi was in his underwear and therefore this was some kind of tryst that they were having, it's appalling that people sent forward that idea, and good for Tim Ryan. J.D. Vance, his opponent, Republican opponent, who is the likely winner in Ohio, holding a Republican seat, J.D. Vance was less effective, it seems to me, on the Pelosi attack. Clip 7.
Well, first of all, I mean, Tim should hire some better researchers here. What happens? Look, what happened to Paul Pelosi was disgusting. And I think everybody, whether we're Democrats or Republicans or somewhere in the middle, are very glad that it looks like he's about to make a full recovery. Hopefully he's doing well. Certainly our thoughts and prayers are with Paul Pelosi. But I've condemned the violence against Paul Pelosi from the very beginning. I think it's preposterous. I think it's disgusting. And I think it's something that all of us should condemn. What I've also said is that I think the effort to turn this into a political issue actually is a real problem here. Because Paul Pelosi was attacked. Look, Paul Pelosi was attacked by a person who's an illegal alien in our country, should have never been here in the first place. My view, very simply, is that we need to deport violent illegal aliens, okay? And when an illegal alien attacks Paul Pelosi, it's tragic and it's terrible, but it's not reflective of Republicans. It's reflective of the fact that we let way too many violent people live freely in our country.
Okay, first of all, to the very best of my knowledge, the David Papp, the hammer-wielding assailant here, does not have a violent history. He has a crazy history associating with all kinds of crazy and conspiratorial causes and websites and more, his own postings. But in terms of a history of violence and the idea that he's an illegal alien, he was born in Canada. He came to the U.S. originally on a student visa, I believe, and he has overstayed the student visa. But does anyone really believe that because of this case, there should be more of a governmental effort to check on his web feed? And to then, because he was on the extreme right on most issues, and by the way, big fan of Ye, of Kanye West, that because of that, he should have been deported. This is J.D. Vance talking much more effectively about energy prices and inflation. This is clip 10.
I certainly know the struggles that working families are going through. And I'd say a couple of big things, right? So one of the reasons why we have this terrible inflation is because the Biden administration, backed by Tim, supported a lot of borrowing and spending, throwing fuel on the fire, which has caused the price of everything to go up. Now, we have to remember, Biden said that he wouldn't raise taxes on the middle class. But if you're a family right now dealing with the grocery prices and the energy prices, certainly you feel like your taxes have gone up a lot because the cost of living a good life in this country has gone up a lot. The other really crazy thing is that we really went to war against America's energy sector. So energy goes into everything, right? It goes into the diesel fuel that the trucks use to take our food to the grocery store. It goes into the manufacturing process. And so when you have energy getting so, so expensive, that raises the price of everything else as well. And so I think we get those two things under control. We stop the borrowing and spending, and we actually get open up Ohio's energy markets, then we'll start to bring those prices under control.
Okay. There, of course, giving the basic argument that I think is going to win many of these disputed elections that remain close, including the one that J.D. Vance is involved in, is going to win that for the Republican side. There is more and more about the crime issue in perspective. And what the crime data really do show. That and much more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Michael, I disagree with you 90%, but I never miss your show.
I agree with you about 99% of the time.
The Michael MedVed Show.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So beautiful. So beautiful.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the one thing about what we just heard, the exchange on the Paul Pelosi matter, the idea that J.D. Vance was suggesting that somehow the government was to blame or the Biden administration was to blame because David DePapp, the assailant, was an illegal alien who had entered the United States. He entered the United States illegally 22 years ago. And he apparently does not have a violent record. People who have a violent record and remain free or are liberated often by very liberal DAs, prosecutors, or local leaders, that's the essence of the problem, and there's a problem like that right in Washington, D.C. There is this information from King 5 News that was broadcast concerning a double homicide suspect in Georgetown. Listen. Clip 3.
Court documents allege 42-year-old John Williams committed a violent and deadly crime just 2 days after he was released from jail.
The details that we saw in those court documents were very disturbing.
Williams is accused of murdering a 55-year-old woman and a 53-year-old man inside this Georgetown apartment complex. Investigators say the female had a cut across her throat, and the man was found with what appeared to be multiple stab wounds. Detectives describing surveillance footage that they say shows a man leaving the complex that, quote, appears to have blood on his hands.
So in court today, we argued that there was probable cause for 2 counts of murder in the first degree, and a judge agreed with that.
Over the summer, Williams was arrested, accused of rape. King County prosecutors argued there was probable cause to charge him with a felony. But that case was ultimately referred to the Seattle City Attorney's Office, where Williams was charged with misdemeanors. He was sentenced to 2 months in jail, though, due to time served, was released soon after.
When people say, how did this guy get out of jail? Why wasn't it a felony case? The short answer is, it wasn't sent to us. We didn't have the ability to file charges.
This go-around, the prosecuting attorney's office says Williams will face felony charges.
Okay, and about time. Part of that is because there has been a change. The voters commanded a change in the city attorney's office. By the way, that's Georgetown, Seattle. It's part of the city of Seattle, of course. It's not the Georgetown in Washington, D.C. And then there is generally this in terms of Americans' perceptions of crime, and it's extraordinarily important. This is from Jake Tapper on CNN, acknowledging one of the factors that makes the GOP the prohibitive favorite to make gains in the coming election. Listen.
CBS News and YouGov, 65% of you said the issue of crime will be very important to your vote. A separate poll released by Gallup last week finds Americans are more likely now than at any time over the last five decades to say there's more crime in their community than there was a year ago. 56% of you say there's more crime where you live now than last year. 56%. And that's a trend that's been building over the last few years since 2020. When Joe Biden was elected.
Crime is a big darn deal.
It used to be elsewhere, but now it's in our own neck of the woods.
We want to move, yes, because of crime. It's we want out.
We live in an area where there is quite a bit of crime, so we are concerned about that.
And the concern really should be very clear, that it goes to people being allowed out on the street with criminal records and criminal tendencies demonstrated. But to say that it is a simple matter of a reflection of immigration is simply deeply misleading. There is a piece, an analysis in Axios of eight of the largest, most significant U.S. border communities that right along the border that are saturated with this influx, which needs to be stopped and needs to be certainly reduced, of illegal, unauthorized immigrants. But San Diego, Yuma, Arizona, Sunland Park, New Mexico, El Paso, Texas, Eagle Pass, Texas, and then Brownsville, McAllen, Laredo. Eight cities on the border that when you take a look at their crime rate, and particularly their violent crime rate, it is actually dramatically below the national average. An Axios analysis of eight U.S. border communities showed that reported crimes to the FBI in 2021 have much lower violent crime and homicide rates than the national average. The difference is striking, particularly, well, the overall crime rate, violent crime rate, is 334 per 100,000 residents compared to a national average everywhere else around the country, 389 per 100,000. And they give a contrast between Eagle Pass on the border with Texas. It's a town of 29,500. It had a violent crime rate of 179 per 100,000 people. Jackson, Michigan, same population, 32,250, had a violent crime rate of 1,094, according to comparison. So that's five times higher, way up in Michigan, than directly on the border. The problem of crime isn't simple, but there are elements of it that are very obvious and very obvious to the American people. And one of those elements is that basically you are asking for more crime if you follow the lead of very liberal prosecutors like Larry Krasner in Philadelphia, who is facing impeachment. He can be impeached by the Pennsylvania state legislature, and Republicans there are leading the fight for that impeachment. They have already taken action and recalled the district attorney in San Francisco, Chesa Boudin. There is now a determined attempt to go after the similarly minded district attorney in Los Angeles County. And that is important because it gets to the very issue of what actually does reduce crime. And we talked about that with a very clear history of what has happened with the crime rate in the United States. And this is something that was discussed in the Wall Street Journal, and it seems to me very conclusive that you were able to reduce crime rates dramatically going back to the, and this is a piece by Bill Barr, the Attorney General. He was Attorney General under the George Herbert Walker Bush administration, and then he was also Attorney General, of course, under President Trump, is that going for longer sentences, more policing, more imprisonment of people rather than simply allowing them out on parole, there is a tremendous level of recidivism. And unless that is dealt with, there is likely to be more negative progress, which is not progress at all, more of a degeneration on the crime rate. The basic idea of where we are in this election, it seems to me that there is at least a little bit of a possibility that there will be a clear message that will be sent by voters this time. And I think that's one of those things that a lot of people have been worried about, is that if this election ends up being another one of those elections where, well, the Democrats won some, they had some very good candidates, and the Republicans lost some, they had very good candidates. If it's not a message election, then it seems to me it will be a very disappointing result. It's why it's so important for all of you, wherever you happen to live, get your ballots in. Get out there and vote. By the way, would you vote for an amnesty? Well, it's not a real amnesty, not official, but an amnesty unofficial on the issue of the pandemic and how the pandemic was handled and the shutdown policy and so forth. We will get to that debate and much more in this greatest nation.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.